Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be talking about creating boundaries in our relationships. How do we create boundaries? What are boundaries? And why are they important to establish in all of our relationships? I think many times we think about boundaries in only romantic relationships, but that's just not true. In all relationships, we have to have some type of groundwork, some type of rules, regulations, aka boundaries, that we live by. And I find that in the beginning of a relationship, it's a lot easier to establish a boundary than waiting longer down the road. The longer we wait, the more established a relationship becomes, the harder it can be to put in boundaries. Why? Because we haven't had boundaries before. It's not anything that we've dealt with. It's odd. It's weird. And usually because it's something that is a new thing, it can be hard to implement. Is it impossible? No, not impossible. But definitely, the longer a relationship is gone without boundaries, the tougher it'll be to establish and to keep consistent. You know, I find it interesting because when we talk about boundaries, a lot of times we can be confused as to what a boundary is and how we create a boundary and how we figure out what our boundaries are. You know, it's not just something just whimsical. Our boundaries come from a lot of deep thought, direct thought, honest understanding of who we are and what we believe we stand for. And I find that many of us, you know, agree with certain things, certain things about the value of life and the value of animals and the value of our planet and the value of respect and the value of these various things that we agree on. Now, some of us don't, and some of us see things very differently. However, we have to realize that even if it's an issue of humanity or if it's an issue of respect, we've got to see eye to eye to some degree, or at least we need to have our boundaries in place so that when the other person doesn't see eye to eye with us and does something that hurts us or is antithetical to our values, that we actually stick up for it and say something. I found that we have to choose our own path and we can't follow anybody in this path. I find that sometimes it's scary because we follow our friends or we follow someone in a relationship or whatever we're doing, but we're not really thinking clearly. We're following other people, we're accepting that reality, and sometimes in that acceptance of reality, it goes against our values. Sometimes in acceptance of that reality, it actually interferes with our life. Maybe it upsets us, it angers us, maybe it causes resentment. So how do we begin to create these boundaries in our relationship? Well, before we can really think about how we can create it, we have to think about what they are. So how do we begin thinking about what our boundaries are? That's a good question. You know, the first thing that we can do is honestly understand what do we value and what do we cherish in our life? Because what we value and what we cherish are very important. And that literally defines who we are. So if we value let's say marriage, or we value security, or we value independence of thought and action, where we're allowed to do what we want and make our own choices, that's important. And when you find yourself being controlled or being told what to do, that's probably antithetical to your values, and we have to put our foot down. Oftentimes, though, what happens is we don't really realize that that's a value, and so we just accept that reality, right? We accept that reality, and we move on with our life. Oftentimes, maybe feeling a little upset, maybe resentful, maybe angry, because we didn't get to do what we wanted to do. We didn't get to make our choice. Instead, we were told what we're going to do. And these are things that are very important, because see, what happens here is that, sure, we cannot stand up for our values once. That's fine, but if we continue to do that, it becomes a slippery slope. Also, we begin to lose our identity, right? So if we don't stand up for what we believe in, we lose our identity. And when we lose our identity, right, what happens is that we become part of another person. We become part of another situation, but we're not running our lives. We're not in charge anymore, okay? And a lot of times then we have a lot of anger from being not in charge. The other thing is that all of a sudden the other person feels as though they have the right to basically choose for you. And even if it's subconscious, they begin to make changes or choices or question your choices because they're not their choices. I've realized that sometimes when I begin to work with folks, they'll say my mother is overbearing, or my father's overbearing, or my sister's overbearing, or my spouse is overbearing. They feel like I have to do whatever they want me to do. And we actually go back and excavate this. And at one point in time, they were allowing this person to determine their fate. They were not able to take on or to create their own reality. They were actually following this person and or asking this person every time, am I doing the right thing? Is this what I should be doing? And basically giving their power to the other person, right? And so eventually that person's going to take the power role, right? If you keep giving it to me, eventually someone's going to take it. That's just human nature. But it's interesting, too, because they say, well, this person seems to always tell me what to do. Well, they feel like it's okay for them to tell you what to do because you've been allowing it for all this time. And so it's interesting when we begin to realize some of the things that we've been doing in our life and how those things that we've been doing have actually gotten in the way of us living our true life, of us living true to who we are. I find that it's a lot easier to begin to establish boundaries in the very beginning of a relationship because that means that this is the relationship. This is how the relationship is. This is what you expect in the relationship. These are your choices. These are your thoughts, right? This is very important. And through this process, we're able to basically not only explore ourselves, but look at relationships, understand, okay, what is working, what's not. And so let's take, for example, one particular value. Let's take the value of being able to have independent thought, being able to have your own emotions, for example, and being able to express those emotions. That's very important because many of us are in relationships, and I know that some of you that are listening to the show today are maybe in relationships where when you try to express yourself, the other person either shuts you down, goes silent, gets angry, accelerates the conversation, or leaves, or maybe even perhaps makes fun of what you're talking about, or makes light of it. Or says that you're thinking too much, or you're feeling too much, or you wear your feelings on your sleeve, or you take things too personally. And see, I want you to think about that, because if that's something that's affecting your life right now, that's an important thing to think about. Because if you're unable to express your thoughts in a safe way, if you're unable to express your emotions in a safe way, we have a unique problem. And usually what's happened is that this has been conditioned for years upon years because it didn't happen overnight. We accepted the reality of that person not accepting what we were saying. Maybe we kind of swept it under the rug and then we began to walk on eggshells, right? Because we couldn't communicate how we felt. Perhaps when we did try to communicate, there was something that would come up or they would make us feel bad about having that thought or feeling that way or maybe make light of it. And so you started questioning your own reality. Maybe I am taking things too seriously. Maybe I don't have a sense of humor. You see what I'm saying? The list goes on. So how do we augment that? How do we change it? How do we move forward? So the first thing I want you to begin to do, which is very different from, I think, the way that most people think about this concept, is that I need you to really think about what really matters to you. I mean, on a daily basis, what are the things that go through your head? You know, I was looking at some interesting stuff with the Chapman University online, and they were talking about fear, right? And they were talking about America's top fears. In 2018, I think is the latest. Lots happened since then, but it is the latest top 10 fears. And it's interesting. And the reason why I bring this up is because, you know, some of our greatest fears can be some of the things that we really need to work on. Those can be some of the things that we actually need to create boundaries with, but also some of the things that are very important to us. Things in the world that are very important to us. And that's one of the things that's interesting is that if you're with somebody that has some of the same values as you, for example, maybe you both care about the environment, or maybe you about clean drinking water or whatever it looks like, you can interact with one another and have that conversation, which is so great. Now, if the other person doesn't feel that way, it can be very challenging to present how you feel. It can also be a little overwhelming, and it's fine to be able to have a good debate, and I'm not against that because we can't always see eye to eye, and we don't always want to think the same things because that's no fun. But at the same time, I think at the core, what we value needs to be somewhat similar. And that's something to really think about when you go into new relationships and you meet new folks and you have new friendships and all that stuff, is that when you're going into that, it's like really analyzing, you know, does this person really connect with my values? And it's okay if you don't see eye to eye on everything, but does that person really understand where I'm coming from? Or do they actually make fun of or see the problem in my thought process? Think about it. You have some relationships where you have nice sparring and debates, but at the core you believe a lot of the same things. Like you believe in, you know, certain things about education. You believe in having a safe, you know, environment. You believe in this and that. You believe in, you know, taking care of animals and that sort of thing. And that's a very big thing for you. And so finding someone else that also feels the same way is very practical. Okay, because why should we argue the stuff at the core that matters to us most? Why should we try to show the value of what we think to something that really matters to us so much? It's almost like, why do we need to battle out those battles when that should be kind of, I don't know, kind of part of the core? That should already be kind of there. That should be something that we don't have to necessarily battle out. It's something that we can actually see eye to eye with. And then, you know, talk about some of the other options. Talk about some of the other things that maybe we don't agree with or able to debate on. I feel that also it's like when we think about a lot of the relationships that many of us have, a lot of the long-term relationships, we have a lot of old friends that we really, really enjoy, but sometimes those relationships don't augment or change because we're not really working on augmenting and changing the relationship as far as, you know, making, you know, talking about the way that we want to and finding that commonality, finding that communication, that ability to communicate and being able to even communicate deeper with those older relationships, those more mature relationships we have by really exploring who we are. I find that many of these relationships, these old friendships, can get stuck in a pattern, can get stuck in a way, right? Where we get stuck in, we keep doing the same thing over and over again, we don't evolve. And I find that until we actually project who we are and what we value into a relationship, we really don't, and we are really unable to evolve because the other person isn't able to project how they feel or what they value because they don't see the right time to put that in. And I find that sometimes we have to be the person that opens up that line of communication, opens up that deeper communication, allows for that type of depth to be had in this relationship. And I think any relationship, no matter how old it's been, can really benefit from, you know, creating more of that open dialogue and being able to make yourself vulnerable and put yourself out there, which I think is so valuable and is not done as much as possible. I think we have to get to that point where we're allowed to be vulnerable. Because, you know, vulnerability is being honest. Vulnerability is putting yourself out there in a genuine, authentic way and allowing it to be. And when we create these values and understand our values for which we stand, it really helps us because then that helps us to understand our boundaries. That helps us to understand where we are. That helps us to understand, you know, the direction that we're going in our life. That helps us to understand the pathway. That helps us to see our pathway and begin to understand it at such a rich level. It also helps us to begin to recognize other people's pathways and to see the value in their choices as well. Because when we're able to see the value in our choices, we're able to see the value in other people's choices. So when I return, we'll be talking more about establishing boundaries, how to do it, what it feels like when you don't have the proper boundaries, what happens eventually in relationships that have no boundaries. Because sometimes we can get scared about putting out boundaries because we think we might lose the relationship, but actually we might lose the relationship without creating boundaries. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To be able to understand the self-sabotage in that type of behavior that we have. Because a lot of times we don't see that. And then sometimes we actually exercise in self-sabotaging behavior because of other issues that are coming from the relationship. But those relationship issues are usually at the core of things that we're dealing with internally, right? And I've realized that once we've gone through a breakup or we're in that type of position, it's time to really focus on, okay, where is my mental mindset? And I found that many of us have thoughts that are extremely black and white. These thoughts color our life and they shape our life in a way that's not healthy. And a lot of times we don't even realize that we're thinking this way. It's been around so long, we've had these thoughts for so long that we don't even realize how much these impact everything that we do, everything that we say, and every relationship that we have. And it's not until we begin to actually listen to our thoughts. It's not until we begin to actually open up our mind and go, okay, wait a second. I'm catching the fact that I have this dialogue going on, and some of this dialogue is not that positive. Some of this dialogue is not going to help me in my life, and some of this dialogue is holding me back. But in order to get there, we have to let go of the problems in the relationship. We have to let go of focusing on the other person. Now, we can look at the other person and what they've done based on triggering, and that can help us understand how we've been triggered, right? We can look back at the past and say, okay, that triggered me in that situation. Now, why was I triggered? Because most of the time, our triggers are based on our personal thoughts, right? Our triggers are created by our personal thoughts. Our triggers. So, like, when somebody triggers you, they can only trigger you if you subconsciously feel some way about you in the way that they're triggering you, if that makes sense. Because if somebody says something to you that's completely absurd, that you don't buy into, or they say something about you, you're not going to question your reality. It's not going to even, it's going to be more of, wow, where is this coming from? It's going to be more of a question for that instead of an anger or resentment piece or a pain piece. And so in those situations, we can definitely look at the other person, look at some of the past triggers, understand how that triggered us and how that impacted us. But I've realized that a lot of times we spend a lot of time looking at that situation. It's good to understand. It's good to understand the toxicity. It's good to understand what went wrong in the relationship. It's good to really see that part, examine it and understand what brought us there. But then there comes a time when we have to exit out that area and realize, okay, there's a reason why I was brought into this relationship. What are some of the core reasons? What are some of the reasons why I would have accepted this in my life? Okay, because we only accept things that we're used to. We only accept things that we're used to, or we only accept things that we think that we are supposed to have. Right? I mean, seriously, if you order a sandwich at a restaurant, and they come back with a third of it, and everybody else is saying, you're not going to accept that. You're going to be like, okay, yeah, hey, I think the rest of my sandwich is somewhere in the kitchen. But it's interesting how we accept certain flaws and situations within our relationships based on what we're either used to, what has been normalized in our life, or what we think that we're worthy of. So stay tuned. I'm going to be talking more about this. When I return, I'm talking more about the mental mindset, the extremes in thoughts, how we can get lost in our own thoughts, that black and white thinking that keeps us in toxic relationships, and more. So stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today's show, we're talking about distractions, responsibilities, and personal growth. What do you do next? Where do we go from here? I know that a lot of us have had a lot of responsibilities, and with the distractions combined from the news and this pandemic, and everything else that's going on with, the UFO spottings and the new videos coming out of the Pentagon and everything else in between. It's always interesting, not to mention social media. I'm sure that many of you are on
the show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.DancestorsGenealogy.com, that's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. On Friday's episode of Hannity, GOP frontrunner and California gubernatorial recall candidate Larry Elder hit back at his critics' racist and misogynistic attacks.
It's May Day for the Democrats, and so Joe Biden has weighed in, Kamala Harris has weighed in, Elizabeth Warren's cut a commercial, didn't defend his record on crime, on homelessness, on the rising cost of living, on the way he shut down this state without paying attention to science. They just attacked, 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 and said it was driven by Republicans. That's all they've got.
The United States Supreme Court on Friday blocked the reinstatement of the Remain in Mexico program, intervening just hours before President Joe Biden's administration would have had to restart the policy. The Biden administration ended the program on June 1st, triggering a lawsuit from the states of Texas and Missouri. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about dealing with life post-toxic relationship or post-breakup and how it impacts us, though. You know, many of us have the mental chatter that we're not really aware of. We don't really know what it's saying, and it can lull us in to believing certain things about possible future outcomes. Things about ourselves, things about what we're worthy of, things about possible being alone, being away from people, you know, those types of things. And most of these thoughts are very black and white in nature, very extreme. And as you know, anytime that you ever say always or never, it's not that good of a thing. We don't want to generalize. And that's usually what we're doing in this black and white thinking, is that we're creating these realities where these case scenarios is an always situation or a never. And that's one of the things that I want you to connect with. First, we have to be aware of the mental chatter. So, right, awareness is key. And the only way whether that's how many people you're hanging out with, whether that's the radio, not this particular show. after the show, you can turn it off. No, I'm serious. No, I definitely want you. I'd love to keep you on. Well, listening to the show, because I think that the show will really help to you know, expound on what we're needing to change and work on, so that we can really listen to ourselves. And a lot of times we don't listen. A lot of times we listen to our friends, we listen to others tell us, we watch the news, we listen to TV, but we don't listen to our own chatter. We don't see that there's any significance. And that's really sad, because there is so much significance. There is so much value in actually taking a moment to begin to listen to that chatter. And when I started working on this, when I embarked on this process that I came up with a long time ago, I realized that I had some thoughts in my head that weren't very positive. And I didn't really know they existed. I had no idea. I had no idea that I thought certain ways about myself, that I thought certain ways about certain things, that I saw certain things as not being opportunities, that I saw certain things being painful. And it was based on very always and never thinking. And it was interesting, because when I look back, I remember this one particular breakup, and I had enough. I moved out, and it was a very challenging relationship. Toxic, if you want to define it as toxic. Toxic, challenging, anything you can think of. And I remember it took me a while to deal with that. But I remember at one point, you know, I was seeing all the problems with this person. And then one day I realized, well, I was drawn to this person because of something with inside myself. I was drawn to this person because either we're very similar, or I feel like this is what I can get. This is the best I can do. And I feel like I need this in my life. Like, this was either normalized in my life, or it was based on my own lower self-esteem, self-worth, self-value, somehow that was created in my core beliefs that stood with me for a long period of time. And I had to figure out what those were. We have to be able to get to those, to understand, to see them. And that can be challenging. It can be very challenging, because it can be hard to hear. If we're not listening, it can be very challenging to hear. And so what I realized is that I had to turn off the noise, like the radio, the TV, all that stuff. I had to get off the phone, because if I wasn't working, I was on the phone 24/7 to busy myself, right? To keep myself busy, to keep myself on that, you know, listening to other people's issues, trying to solve their issues instead of listening to my own stuff and actually working on myself. It's a lot easier sometimes, right, for us to solve and help other people look at their issues, because we're not in the middle of it, right? That's why it's so great when you're working with somebody, and you know, and it's important when you're working with people, when you're dealing with these types of stresses, anxiety, and life changes, is someone that's not connected with you, someone that gains nothing from one way or another, how you choose and where you go, because you need to have someone that literally is completely neutral, that can help you and understands the process, but also at the same time gains nothing from your choices. And a lot of times when you talk to friends and family about your situation, that's kind of where we begin the problem, right? Is because family and friends, even though they want to help, usually have something that they would prefer you to do, or somehow or not they win, or somehow or not they visualize themselves losing, or something happens if you don't choose that direction. And oftentimes what happens with that is that you end up getting advice, but the advice is kind of slanted, because it's not based on the advice that's neutral. It's a base, and it could also be a neutral advice as far as it doesn't matter if you stay with that person or not. It's not going to change their life. But at the same point in time, it's based on their background. It's based on their past. It's based on how they were raised. It's based on their beliefs, what information they give you, instead of that neutrality. And sometimes the beliefs can be quite limiting. And I found that, you know, as we're raised, any of the limiting beliefs that our family holds on to, oftentimes we as well hold on to those, because they're taught to us. Right? They're taught to us. They're taught to us to believe. They're taught to us, and we believe them, we hold on to them, and we believe them, and we make them into reality, right? And many of us have our own limiting beliefs, right? We have our limiting beliefs about who we are. Or, you know, we limit our beliefs about the value we present on this planet. Or, we look at ourselves based on one thing or another, and we don't see ourselves as a being, as a person of a being of light that's being here and has value within that own reality. And we're not really taught that either, because our parents weren't taught that. It's not something that our parents were taught. It's not something that we were given privy to. It wasn't something that your parents were like, hey, you have value on this earth just being here. You are valuable just in the process of you being there in life. And that, no, nobody really shares that, because guess what? Nobody shared it with them. You know, most of us were raised to believe that it depends on how much money you make, or how many, you know, educational degrees you have, or how many children you have, or how size of the house that you have. It's not based on the authentic reality of it's not what you've done, it's you in the process of just being. It's not doing, it's being. But we're not really taught that. Most of us were never raised around that reality. And so we have to begin to realize, okay, we all have limiting beliefs. We all have some sort of something that gets in the way of seeing our value to some degree. Okay? And in that situation, we might not make the best of decisions based on that, because how can we? If we have, you know, self-limiting beliefs, how can we make always the right decision? Because we're going to limit ourselves to some degree in these beliefs, because that's what we believe that we're going to have. You know, we have to change the belief at its core before we can stop acting on it. And the key here is that some of you may say, hey, I'm trying to work on this, but I don't always hear those thoughts. But you have to basically start getting quiet enough to do so. Because many of us have tried to, I would say, white noise this stuff forever. Okay, I've worked with some clients where, you know, they tell me, oh, well, I have to go to bed with the TV on. Why? Well, my thoughts just keep going on and on and on. Okay, well, have you started working on what your thoughts are? Have you started writing them down? Have you started, like taking note of what they are? Because obviously these thoughts want to come out at some point, and you're not doing a very good job of getting rid of them. You're just basically trying to silence them. You know, the fact of taking, and I understand having sleep disorder is not a laughing matter, but sometimes we have sleep disorders based on the fact that we have anxiety, we have stress, and a lot of that anxiety and stress goes back to our thoughts that are constantly bombarding us in our head. You know, stress and anxiety, you know, it's... You know, sometimes you can have anxiety just randomly, but most of the time, stress and anxiety comes from a thought. Okay, it comes from an image, it comes from a thought. That thought predicates it, right? It triggers it. And so we normally don't go into the source of what the thought is, we just deal with the symptom of the anxiety or the stress that comes from it, right? So we got to start going to the source and understanding that. And I found that when we don't have other people to look at, so when we've gone through a breakup and we don't have their issues to look at, we need to start beginning to focus on us. What is it within us? What are our pain points? What were the triggers in the previous relationship? You know, were you constantly triggered to defend yourself? Why is that? Why would you be in a relationship where you're constantly defending yourself if you haven't normalized that, or if you don't think that you can get anything better than that? Think about it. If you were raised in an environment where you were never asked to defend yourself, your truth was never questioned, and the way that you feel was supported, you would not ever, you could get into a relationship for maybe a few moments where you're like focused, like where you're having to defend yourself and, you know, that sort of thing, and you're having to defend your feelings and somebody's mocking you. You might be in that for a few moments, but there would be a point where you're like, this is insanity. Okay, I don't even know what we're doing here. This is so off the Richter scale of my reality. And that's what I really want to point out, is that, you know, when we normalize something, when something's been normalized in our life, and it could be just watching mom and dad. You know, you could have been in a household where there was a lot of arguments, a lot of fighting, you know, a lot of drama, a lot of anger, a lot of resentment. And there's a tendency of what? Of us manufacturing that. There's a tendency of manufacturing that. There's a tendency of us finding that, recreating that in our adult life. And we're like, why is this happening? Why are we recreating this? Why is this part of my reality? Well, it's because you've been shown it for so long. It's become part of that reality. And so it's like identifying some of these things, just being able to understand some of these things can go a long way for us understanding why we're in specific relationships that we're in. Why do we choose this? Why are we in this? Why are we feeling this way? You know, why do we walk into this relationship? And I hear some clients say, hey, if there's a narcissist within a 2-mile radius or a 10-mile radius or an 80-mile radius, I'm going to find them. I'm going to date them. If there's someone that has BPD in a 50-mile radius, yep, that's going to be my next girlfriend or boyfriend. But see, I don't think that's the case. I don't think it's about that type of situation. I don't think that it's that specific to cluster B. I think it's specific to our core wounds and our beliefs and what we're accepting, what we will allow ourselves to accept, but also finding someone that's at the same level as us that hasn't worked on really listening to the mental chatter. Because right when we start doing, you know, we start walking through the mental chatter and we start writing it down and we start paying attention to it, we can begin to understand where our mind share is. We can begin to understand why we make choices. We can begin to understand all these things at a greater level that we've never been able to understand before. And I find it powerful. I find it powerful because we're able to get a grip on where our mind is. And I know that many of you have these black and white thoughts where they're extreme, and I want you to catch those. I want you to write those down. I want you to catch those because those black and white extreme thoughts are not true. There's no truth in them whatsoever. They're completely untrue. Something can never, always, never be, ever be. Nothing can be always and nothing can be never. And so I want you to catch that in your thought process, because the more that you're aware of these types of thoughts, the more you're aware of how the brain and our programming is playing tricks on us. It's trying to get us to force ourselves into a situation or force ourselves back into something we know out of the fear of the unknown. It also creates this sadness, this scarcity, this overwhelming sense of alone, being alone, I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life, that sort of thing. And it creates that reality and it bombards us, and then we begin to fixate on that. And we begin to try to find anything that we can offset that, where we can offset those feelings, where we can offset that pain. We begin to try to find things to put in the place to offset that, which just creates more of havoc. It creates more of question. Right? It gets in the way of us actually healing ourselves. It gets in the way of us understanding what we're doing. It gets in the way so often. And that's what we have to really think about. And so I think it's positive and powerful when we begin to just analyze those thoughts, taking time. And no matter what you're going to hear, it's not going to be worse than the behavior. Remember, we sabotage. If you're catching any sort of personal sabotage, there is some negative thought processes in your head because you wouldn't be doing it otherwise. You wouldn't be doing it otherwise because at some degree, you're accepting that reality. You're accepting that reality. And then you have to ask yourself, why have I accepted other people to treat me poorly in my past? Why am I, and maybe you are now. Maybe there hasn't been a breakup and you're starting to realize that there are thoughts in your head and there are opinions of yourself that you have that's actually gotten you full circle into this relationship and created this reality. And it's time now to start analyzing that. Time is of the essence. And it doesn't matter how old you are. It's all about now. But if we can do things now, we can understand why we chose now, we can get a better, we can better understand ourselves and fully understand why we've done what we've done. And the most powerful thing is that I've realized that purpose is really based on knowing thyself. Know thyself. Learn about themselves. Grow. Accept. Validate. Self-love. Unconditional self-love is all about purpose. So stay tuned when I return. I'm going to give you some tips on how to really get to know yourself and how to be aware of these thoughts, and then how to be able to use some of this to cultivate a better relationship with yourself, a more understanding relationship. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about getting to know yourself, connecting with that mental mindset, being able to hear the chatter in your own head and be able to understand what that chatter has done to your life, the direction that it's put in it, and the choices that you've made based on that chatter. And right before the break, I was discussing the black and white thinking and how to understand that extreme thought process. It's a big deal. It's a big deal to be able to uncover and depict and dissect the black and white thinking that has literally led us into many choices that were not beneficial. Self-sabotaging behavior, toxic relationships, you know, the rewinding and the playing of the program, rewinding and playing, doing it all over again, consistently waiting and hoping for different results and getting the same thing because nothing's changed. So what do we do? What are some things that we can do? Well, the first thing is that we can begin to, one, literally quiet the mind by being able to turn off outside influences and be able to listen and just court reporter. Start taking some notes. Just take notes on your own thoughts. Start being aware of it. It's like listening to your friend pontificate and pontificate. Why aren't you valuable enough to listen to you? And, you know, one of the greatest things that comes out of this is we begin to understand the deepest fears we have. We begin to understand the black and white thinking we have that's not served us. A lot of times this black and white thinking has gotten us into these toxic relationships because of the fear of being alone, the fear of not having anybody, the fear of never getting married, the fear that nobody's going to ever find us attractive, and the list goes on. And so we accept whatever we get because we just don't want to be alone. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, when we begin to listen, we begin to realize why we choose. We begin to understand We begin to see the truth behind our choices. It's not, because I find that when I begin working with folks, some of the things they say is, I can't believe I'm such an idiot, or I can't believe I fell for that, or I can't believe I got into this, or I'm just stupid for doing this. And that is not the case at all. It is not about stupidity. It's about a choice and a thought that was made within your psyche that went in there and became a core belief and was around for a very long time. Very old thoughts that have been literally running our life forever. And this is what I'm talking about in today's show. This is what I'm talking about. Whether you're listening on the radio live on USA Radio Networks or you're listening to the podcast, it's about really thinking about this stuff. It's about allowing these things in your head to understand, to see the reality, to understand what's really happening, to be able to see the value in listening to yourself and allowing yourself to communicate. Many of us don't realize that we haven't allowed ourselves to feel or to think for ourselves because maybe we were in an environment where it was normalized to not be able to feel, to not be able to communicate our emotions. And so we go through that process. And so now I'm giving you the ability. I'm telling you, you have the right to feel. You have the right to think for yourself. You have the right to feel your emotions. You have the right to express it. And you have the right to write down how you're really, truly feeling. It's very powerful stuff. Very powerful. And so I want you to think about this, where, you know, really focus on that, really writing these things down, really connecting with it, really analyzing. And sometimes you can get a lot more information, too, from your thoughts, but also you'll realize that some of the things that triggered you with your ex or your current is triggering you based on your core beliefs that are based on this chatter that I'm talking about right now in today's show. So think about it. The more we analyze and understand ourselves, the better we understand why we made choices, the better we understand why we've chosen certain pathways. So we don't have to beat ourselves up about it. We actually have the knowledge to make this a powerful state, to make changes. And because we can always augment a thought. We can always augment a belief system. It doesn't have to stay. We can augment it, but we have to have the tools to do it. But we have to begin first by being aware and knowing what's being said, and analyzing, being able to catch the red flags in our thoughts, be able to catch the black and white thinking, and be able to see where there's extreme thoughts that's not realistic and not to the best of our life. I hope this show has connected with you. Check out my website. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. If you'd like to work with me, you can click on the coaching tab, and you can sign up right there online. If you'd like to reach out to me and send me an email, you can go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on that contact page, and you can scroll down and you can actually send me an email from there. Make sure to put your correct email so I can respond back, and I will respond back ASAP. Also, don't forget to check out the YouTube channel, new video content every single week. Just search up AshleyBurgess. I look forward to seeing you next week, to being able to have the show and connecting with you on a thoughtful, emotional, psychological, mental way, and spiritual at that. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
It is interesting to see how the subjects on Ashley's True Life show and current events so often correlate with past events. As Ashley says, history often repeats itself. Our Dancestors genealogy research comes across great stories from the past that tie to families and our shared history regarding what happens in our country and our community. Dancestors clients have had ancestors that were colonizers, explorers, founders of religions, gunslingers, kings and queens, knights, pirates, heroic soldiers, witches, and witch hunters. Let's find out who the characters are in your family tree. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's dancestorsgenealogy.com. And fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.